these roads and get back there and look back up through and see Monterey. And you can go the other way down this gravel that's down here and look down that way and you can see Acme.
Is your land fence?
No, this all the, well, I got a little string of fence up yonder on that line from up there this side of that brick house. It goes on, it's some pretty good fence left there. It goes back down this way, a string, but then the front fence is all down and none down at the end. And then there's a kind of a pasture fence onto the hill there, just across the road. It's still a pretty good fence there, but it hadn't been anything put in that little old pasture this year.
What, that's a good, out behind your house, what do you use that for?
You mean back this way?
Yeah.
Well, I rent this one land I got there to my brothers and his boys.
Yes. What kind of fence did you use long years ago?
Well, the earliest, early fences, of course, at one time, I know they used rail fence in this country. But, and then they started to drive in the post, and of course, I don't reckon hardly when they first started fencing it up, they pretty well had to use rail, because I don't imagine they could hard to get the nails. Pretty hard to find the nails. And then they started, of course, the waters are bad on the fence. They'd float them up, especially. They used cypress fence, and then they used oak. Cypress fence would float up right near it, especially if it was kind of rough. When the water came over, it'd shake the post loose, and it'd pop up on the ground, out of the ground. But our oak fence stayed there pretty good.
Now, what kind of fence do you have now? It's all...
Well, it's all been nip wire for years. You know, it's still... There was a little wooden fence there for a good long time, and just some of the old cypress pews, it just... They lasted 50 years, you know, and some of them was there for... be just a little strip, but it's been...
You had a pew fence?
Yeah. Just, you know, put iron posts and nail pews to them. But, and there was some old, like I say, some old cypress pews that just, they just stayed there forever. Some of those oak would sometimes last 30, 40 years. And the hard part of it, the sap would rot off.
Now, you didn't have, what'd you call outdoor toilet? You had outdoor toilet?
Yeah, I had outdoor toilets.
Of course, I'm a bit of city slicker, and I just have to laugh at things like that. I hope you'll forgive me.
Yeah, that is a long time of getting any indoor toilets.
And you raise your cotton where?
Well, I raised cotton. Some of my first was down there, and I was down there with my daddy, and then I raised some in this, on down the way here, and then raised some, the lot of cotton that I raised here on this front. There was never cotton raised back on this back here, way back, you know, just right along the front.
Yes, sir.
I never was a big cotton farmer. In fact, I never was. I don't reckon much of that.
did you raise corn?
Yeah, we always raised corn.
Do you still raise things for yourself to eat?
All